Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a CAS minicast. This is one of our short podcasts, 10 or 15 minutes long, where you get a chance to hear individual stories and tips and tricks from either myself, Mark Stevenson from Cold Essie, or my partner, Mark Vila from Coleman & Company, related to the custom apparel business. So I'm going to jump right in with this thing that I've been thinking about recently, and that is the idea of horizontal marketing. Now, it sounds inappropriate, but it's really not. When you think about what we usually talk about, which is niche marketing or finding a vertical market, what that means is that you're looking for the particular type or kind of customer that you're going to sell to. So a good niche or vertical market might be youth sports or cheerleading or dance, or it might be corporate apparel or uniforms. We talk about these things throughout the podcast. It's pretty regular. You should be familiar with it right now, unless this is your first time listening to us. But horizontal marketing, I've really started thinking about more lately because Cold Essie does a lot of it. So first, let me describe what that is. While you're looking for a group of people that share an interest when you're looking for a vertical market, with the horizontal market, what you're doing is taking people that are already interested and finding either other people in their organization to sell the same thing to, or finding other things that will have a meaningful impact into that first person's business. So I hope you understand the difference. One, you're looking for a group. One, you're looking for a group of things that you can sell or provide to or help with for an individual customer. So what I like about this idea of horizontal marketing is that you've already normally got a relationship with somebody and you're just looking for more ways to help. Now, if you are looking at the video screen today while you're listening to the podcast, then I've got the coldessie.com website up. And this is just to give you an idea of what we do. I mean, we do a lot of things. We do t-shirt transfer printers and UV printers and rhinestone machines and direct-to-garment printers, digital heat FX transfer printers. We do training, we sell supplies, we do embroidery machines and spangle machines. It's tons of stuff. We're busy. We sell equipment. That is our primary business if you were to put us into a category. But what we've done is we've identified what you all need in addition to just these magic boxes that we sell to make stuff, right? Because you don't just need the equipment. And I'm going to describe this to you so you can put your own business and your own customers in our place here. So you see what Cold Essie does. We're an equipment supplier. But if you're listening to this podcast, you know that's not all we do. Because I think 3 or 4 years ago it was, what we heard from our customers was that they love the equipment and they're great at making custom apparel, but they can't make the phone ring. They're not getting enough business in the door to make money. So we developed the Custom Apparel Facebook group and then the CAS podcast in order to bridge that gap. So the CAS podcast is all about marketing your business, how to sell apparel, pricing your work, and things like this, horizontal marketing. So this is our way of adding value to your business. Now, in addition to that, we also sell courses on t-shirt design and on the basics of starting a custom t-shirt business. Now, we make money on both of these, as you can see, but also it came from a place of us working with you folks and us identifying something that you really needed. You really needed the business advice and this kind of help. So we filled that gap. Not our main line. Our main line is equipment, but we do these things as well. Now, and just recently we had that thought again is, you know, let's look at what everyone is asking for on the groups and on phone calls with our support department. And what else can we do to serve our customers better? So we started coldessie-graphics.com. Cold Essie Graphics answers the need of a lot of you that just, they either don't enjoy doing design work. They never learned the hotfix error, the digitizing software or Photoshop, etc. Or they enjoy it and they've learned it and frankly just aren't any good at it, or they just don't have time for it. So Cold SE Graphics provides the opportunity for you to work with really high quality artists and digitizers for embroidery, bling, and graphic design for Digital Heat FX and DTG. So we know the quality is good, and this fills a need for you guys. You're gonna spend a little money getting designs, but you'll feel better about your business and you'll be more successful because now you get equipment from us, you get business advice from us, and you get the solution of where to get your designs from us. Then we took another look at the same situation and saw a bunch of comments on our Facebook groups and other forums where people, they're asking for places to get blanks. It's a common question, and they don't want to bother going through the process of getting a business license or, you know, applying to some of these big wholesale t-shirt sellers and blank pieces of apparel sellers. So, or they're just too new. They don't have the history to get approved. So that's where we come in. We said, okay, how can we make this easier for our customers? All right, so what customers really need is when they, after they buy equipment, they come to Coleman and Company and they're buying ink for a DTG job, or they're up, you know, they're loading up on transfer paper, or they're getting embroidery accessories. Why don't they have a place where they can order blank apparel in the same place? So another example of horizontal marketing. We already have you as a customer. We're looking for more things that do two things. First of all, it helps reinforce the idea that you're Cold SE's customer. And we definitely want that because every time you think about anything, we want you to think of us first. And the other side is we're actually providing a valuable service to you that also adds some revenues to our bottom line. So now, what can you do in your business that's equivalent? I mean, let's say that you are in the cheerwear business and you do bling. You know, what are the cheerleaders or the schools, what are they coming to you for? And what else do they really need? So if they're coming to you just for cheer shirts, then maybe they need, you know, more apparel, which is warm-up jackets and things like that. But maybe they also need travel bags. Or maybe they need some help with fundraising. Maybe they need printed t-shirts for fundraising. Or maybe it's completely outside of what you're doing right now, which is kind of what Cold SE did with the podcast and the Facebook group and the graphic service. Something that's completely outside of what you do right now might be, maybe they wear special glitter makeup where they're when they're doing their performances. Maybe they shoot glitter into the air. Maybe they use t-shirt guns, you know, during pep rallies that you can sell them. You know, what else is built around these businesses or these people that you already do business with that you can help them with or take advantage of, depending on how you look at it. So if you're into corporate apparel and you make polos and hats for medium-sized companies, what else do those companies need while they're doing that? I don't know. Do they need trade show displays? Do they need business cards printed? Do they need signs for their vehicles? You know, think outside the box a little bit. Do they need tchotchkes? They need giveaways. You know, whatever your ideal customer or your current customer does, they need more for their business than just what you sell them now. So really, the short purpose for this mini cast is to take a look at what Cold SE has done. And I'm proud of the way that we've found these additional services, free and paid, that we can provide to our customers that's thinking outside the box. And I'd love for each of you to kind of apply that same thing to your business. So hold a picture of your customer in your mind and find out what else they're doing. Think about what else they need and add that to your business. And I promise, even if it's not a big seller, like I don't think tons of people are gonna order graphics. You know, there's only four of you that listen all the way through to our podcast, you know, and I'm sure we'll sell a lot of blank apparel. But the point behind all of these things was to bring you folks more into the Cold SE universe of things And I'd like for you to think about your business the same way. If your company is ABC Embroidery, how can you, what services or products can you provide your customers that make them think of you first? So that is my 10 minutes today. Hope you enjoyed this mini cast and that you guys have a great business.